This is three great pegging positions that are not doggy. This post is a combination, really, of a little bit of sex ed, a little bit of kink tips, and a little bit of horn. So if you want something that is more pure audio porn, head to girlonthenet.com/audioporn and you can find a ton more sexy stories. I don't think doggy style is the best position for anal, but that's probably because I'm not an especially visual person. I get why someone might enjoy the whole you look down and watch it go in thing. It just isn't my favourite part. In porn, I'm broadly turned off by extreme genital close-ups, preferring instead to watch the twisted, horny joy on someone's face as they slam it home. I get why many people would like the view you get when pegging in doggy, though. And there are definitely other delights too, like the way you can grab someone's hips and pull them back onto your dick while you're pounding away. But today, I want to talk about some of my favourite alternative pegging positions. Before we start, a brief introduction. While I'm fairly sure most people who read this blog will know what pegging means, I'm sure there are a few who haven't come across it yet, so let's define. Pegging is fucking someone in the ass with a strap on. That's the basic info, but it's worth adding that it's usually used to refer to anal strap-on sex in a guy-girl couple where she straps it on and he takes it like a very good boy. There are layers of complexity, though. I can no longer write about pegging without feeling the need to also mention this fabulous essay by Quinn Rhodes. If you're listening to the audio of this, there'll be a link in the notes or in the post, which talks about potential problems with the term. The term pegging itself is quite cisnormative and heteronormative, as it is mainly used to refer to a straight woman pegging her male partner under the assumption that both are cisgender. Using the cishet implying term pegging as a broad catch-all for anal sex with a strap-on means many people's experiences are erased. As Quinn explains, I'm a person with a vulva and tits, and I often have sex where I penetrate people with penises with my strap-on. To describe me anally topping my partners as pegging diminishes the fact that I am a man and that my dildo is as much my dick as a factory-installed penis would be. Bear this in mind when I talk through these things. My focus here, as everywhere really, is fairly cishet, because I am both cis and het, and most of the guys I've been with have been too. So for me, the cishet origins and implications of the term hold true, even if they're wildly unhelpful when we're talking about the whole of humanity. As ever, if you'd like to provide a perspective that isn't as relentlessly, tediously straight as mine, please do pitch me a guest blog. But in the meantime, I'm going to be talking about pegging as I have experienced it, i.e. with cishet dudes, because I think a lot of the hotness of it, for me and the dudes I've done it with, has been about role reversal. And I can only really articulate that within my context. To be blunt, usually he's the one railing and I'm the one being railed. He's giving, I'm receiving. He pounds, I am pounded. And switching that up is what makes pegging fun. That might not be true for you, but it's definitely true for me. And for me, different pegging positions allow me to appreciate that switch from a variety of angles. So let's do this. Here are three pegging positions that are not doggy. Number one, legs up and back. This position involves him spreading his legs and pulling his knees up to his chest, lying on his back. It's the same position I'd use most often if I was getting fucked and wanted the person to get inside me nice and good and deep. If he's flexible, he might want to do what I'd do and fold his legs all the way back, gripping the bars of the headboard of the bed with his toes so his torso is framed by thighs and calves. If he's less flexible, knees up will do just fine. Maybe he'll use his hands to grip his ankles and keep his legs apart so we can make eye contact. With this pegging position, eye contact is the reward. If I'm sliding my dick into someone, I want to see the look in their eyes. I've spoken to partners before about the delights of this exact thing. The moment when their cock plunges fully into my cunt and that little wide-eyed gasp I might let out if it hits my cervix when it gets there. I know that when I'm pegging someone in the ass, the cervix thing is moot, but the wide-eyed gasp still happens, and it's an astonishingly hot thing. There might be a bit of fumbling at the moment of penetration, when I press the tip of my cock against his ass and hold it there with a lubed up hand, nudging gently at the tight hole, then adjusting angle as the tip slides in. I might have to look down for that part, flicking my gaze back and forth between his twitching ass and his twitching lips to see if this is pleasure, please more, or pain, please slowly. But once the tip is in and has pushed past that tight ring of muscle, I can relax and tell him to do the same, looking into his eyes and drinking in the sight of his face as he takes, slowly, every single inch of what I'm fucking him with. 2. Him on top. I absolutely love pegging guys when they're on top. And I've probably phrased that sentence appallingly in terms of action, because one of the things I enjoy is the passivity of lying back and watching a guy spear himself on me. From a practical perspective, it allows him to control the angle and depth of penetration so he doesn't take too much too quickly, meaning I can take mental note on what his preferences are with regard to each of these things. But fuck it, fucking's rarely about the practical perspective, right? The key reason I love this is because it makes me feel utterly powerful. Many of the guys I've shagged have shared the notion that being the penetrator, the one who does the fucking, is the most powerful thing. That the act of slamming your hips back and forth into someone who's lying beneath you, squirming and moaning and loving it, that's what denotes power. And yet, when I'm pegging someone, I feel at my most powerful when I lie back like a queen and instruct them to bounce up and down on my strap-on dick. Long, long ago, when I was fairly new to pegging, I asked a guy to do this, mainly for educational purposes initially. I wanted to get a feel for how he'd guide the speed and rhythm. But once he was up there, riding me with his face turned up towards the ceiling and twisted into that deliciously pained look of ecstasy that comes when someone's discovered a brand new filthy joy, I was suddenly hit by a newfound appreciation for what it had looked like on previous nights of shagging when I rode the fuck out of him. 3. Spooning. Sorry for jumping back to practicalities again. I'll be brief. They may not be the main thing, but they definitely are a thing. And the truth is that taking someone in the ass isn't always easy, especially if it's your first time getting pegged or if you're jumping from a smaller dick to a larger one. In these cases, I'm a big fan of spooning, where the person getting fucked lies on their side with their knees up to their chest, and the person strapping it on and fucking them lies behind them like the big spoon. This also works for me if I'm getting fucked in the ass by someone who has quite a big cock, by the way. As well as being practical, this position also means you can flip another of the sex scripts that we straight people have been taught to work from, that the guy, the comforter and protector, should always be the big spoon. Fuck that. I've not known a single man who doesn't enjoy being the little spoon sometimes too. Cuddles where I wrap my arms around him and draw him close to me often results in the loveliest, I'm so comfy, satisfied sighs. And shagging like that results in lovely, oh, I'm so full, fuck moans as well. Perhaps this has something to do with the kind of men I go for, but pegging positions that let guys lean into their desire to feel small and vulnerable and protected always seem to go down pretty well. What's more, when someone's lying on their side in front of you, there's a lot more potential for grabbing and touching them. You don't need to use your hands to stay upright and make sure you don't flump down on top of them, so you can use your hands to do fun things like squeeze their chest and stomach good and tight in your grasp, making them feel even smaller and more at your mercy. You can stroke their hair, place a hand gently around their throat, or reach round and grip the head of their cock in a lubed up fist so they don't know whether to push back onto your strap-on or forward into the tight wetness of your grip. If it seems weird and arbitrary for me to pit doggy style against other positions for pegging, that might just be because the media I've tended to consume has put doggy front and centre when it comes to most anal sex, pegging included. But that's not to say doggy doesn't have its charms. Pegging someone who is bent over and threading a belt around their hips so you can grab at each end like it's reins you're using to control them, that's pretty hot. And then there's the joy of feeling yourself smack against their ass as you fuck inwards. If you get it right, you can enjoy a delicious rhythmic smacking sound that implies each stroke is a punishment. And naturally, of course, if you have well-positioned bedroom mirrors, angling them so you can watch their face as they get fucked is also one hell of a treat. As you can probably tell from its waffly nature, this isn't one of those blog posts that was inspired by a specific hot story. I've just had pegging positions that aren't doggy jotted down in my ideas bank for ages, and when pegging came up as the latest topic on Kink of the Week, it felt like a good time to write something. But although it wasn't prompted by a specific story, there is something I want to tell you. And that's the time I felt most like a sex goddess. I don't often feel like a sex goddess. Although apparently people think, because of the blog, that I'm good in bed. In fact, I am just a flailing incompetent most of the time. But one time, one hot night, all the stars aligned and a guy asked me to peg him with a really specific cock. It wasn't just about the sexiness of him face down, ass up in front of me, the gorgeous curves of his back arched to as acute an angle as he could muster, nor was it about the eagerness with which he took a not insignificant strap-on. It was about the sheer endurance of this guy who wanted me to fuck him and fuck him and fuck him. Gripping his hips, yanking him back onto me, changing rhythm from fast to slow and back again so I could eke out my stamina, checking up on him in the only way I know how when I'm in dominant mode. Do you like that? You want more? Yeah? Tell me how much you want it, you fucking slut. Although I'm a fan of pegging positions that aren't doggy, doggy does sometimes deliver in spades. Because at the point we stopped and I went to gently extract my lubed up cock from his aching ass, I caught a glimpse of myself in his bedroom mirror. On my knees, towering over his submissive form, hair plastered to the sides of my face, torso drenched in gallons of fuck sweat, shining like an absolute goddess. As I said at the start, part of the joy of pegging for me is the switchiness of it. I like to experience sex from what I'll loosely call his perspective. On that particular night, I felt like I gained a new understanding, not just of what I might look like to him when I'm face down, ass up and speared on his cock, but what he might feel like inside after exerting himself so thoroughly on my cunt or ass. Not just what it was like in his position, but what it felt like inside his mind. And while it's good to get nice and deep in someone's ass, it's even hotter to get inside his head. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come help me make more of it by supporting the audio project at patreon.com/girlonthenet.